بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. We continue with the explanation on the chapter of Tawbah from the Riyad al-Salihin by Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah, and we have reached hadith number 23. حديث نمبر 23. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said لو أن لابن آدم ملء واد مالا لأحب أن له إليه مثله ولا يملأ عين ابن آدم إلا التراب ويتوب الله على من تاب. And they agreed upon hadith from Ibn Abbas and Anas bin Malik رضي الله تعالى عنهما that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, if a son of Adam were to own a valley full of gold, he would desire to have two. And nothing can fill his mouth except the earth, meaning of the grave. Allah turns with mercy to him who turns to him in repentance. Allah turns and accepts repentance to whom who turns to him in repentance. Now, this is the first hadith. The second hadith, 24. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يضحك الله سبحانه وتعالى إلى رجلين يقتل أحدهما الآخر يدخلان الجنة يقاتل هذا في سبيل الله فيقتل ثم يتوب الله على القاتل فيسلم فيستشهد. أبو هريرة, may Allah be pleased with him, reported that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Allah the Exalted smiles at two men. One of them killed the other, and both will enter paradise. The first is killed by the other while he is fighting in the cause of Allah. And thereafter, Allah will turn in mercy, yatubu. Allah will accept repentance to the second and guide him to accept Islam, and then he dies as a shaheed, martyr, fighting in the cause of Allah. These two narrations are narrations about the tawbah, and that whoever makes tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts that from him irrespective of the gravity of his sin, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Furqan in chapter 25 verse 68 and 70, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرَ وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَلَا يَزْنُونَ وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ يَلْقَ أَثَامًا يُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُهَانًا إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. الحمد لله. And those who invoke not any other ilah along with Allah, nor kill such life as Allah has forbidden, except for just cause, nor commit illegal sexual intercourse, and whoever does this shall receive the punishment. The torment will be doubled to him on the day of resurrection, and he will abide therein in disgrace. Except those who repent and believe and do righteous deeds, for those Allah will change their sins into good deeds, and Allah is oft forgiving. So the hadith of Abdullah bin Abbas, the first one, means that the son of Adam will never feel satisfied with respect to wealth. If he has a valley of it, he will seek another so as to have two. And nothing will fill the mouth of the son of Adam except a turab, except the earth, meaning when he dies and buried and leaves the dunya, this world, and what's therein, there he will be satisfied because it passed him. Nevertheless, despite of that, the Prophet ﷺ incited the people to make tawbah. Why? Because the one who is eager about collecting more of wealth is often negligent about the means of earning, so he may fall into the haram. And the cure for that is tawbah to Allah, repentance. That's why he said, وَيَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَى مَنْ تَابَ, and Allah accepts the repentance of the one who makes repentance. So the one who repents from his sins, even if these sins are related to wealth, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِ, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts this tawbah from him. As to the second hadith from Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَضْحَكُ اللَّهُ إِلَى رَجُلَيْنِ, Allah smiles. At two men, because there was enmity between them in this life, to the extent that one of them killed the other. So Allah turned this enmity, which is in the heart of each one of them, and removed it and purified them from that. Because the people of paradise will be purified from envy and from enmity, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated regarding their description in Surah Al-Hijr, Surah 15, verse 47, وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلٍ إِخْوَانًا عَلَى صُرُرٍ مُتَقَابِلِينَ وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلٍ إِخْوَانًا عَلَى صُرُرٍ متقابلي. And we shall remove from their breasts any sense of injury that they may have. So they will be like brothers facing each other on thrones. So this is the issue concerning the amazement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concerning these two men, where they had strong enmity. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed a favor upon them, upon the killer who was kafir, and he repented, and Allah accepted his repentance and entered Islam and died as a martyr. So there is evidence here that the kafir, if he repents from kufr, even though he may have killed some Muslims, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the repentance from him, because Islam wipes all that which is before. This is the explanation of these two hadith, and this brings the end of the chapter on At-Tawbah. And then inshallah ta'ala, in the next class, we will enter chapter 3 on As-Sabr, on patient perseverance. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.